The abiding affirmation in Donald Platt's work is that whatever exists must be made welcome and known. Jane Hirschfield. Today's poet of choice is Donald Platt, who, having taught at the universities of Virginia and Utah, now teaches at Purdue. This is The Poet's Weave, and I'm Jenny Kander. The Gideon Bible. I read what page to turn to in times of loneliness, in times of sorrow, and in time of suffering. Someone has underlined a passage in blue pencil. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. I wonder what angels have passed through this room, have broken the cellophane wrappers around the plastic cups, rinsed the day's taste from their mouths, and lain down on this bed, sagging from our thousand bodies. Did they open the thin curtain and try to find Orion, the Dipper, and the Water-Bearer, while the neon sign blinked off and on, welcome, vacancy? God of the Scorpions and the Archer, I'd like to love strangers, your angels with all their aliases stapled to post office bulletin boards. I'd like to believe in your messengers, who travel with no luggage, who hitchhike to towns I've never heard of, and tell me they're going my way. God of the centrifuge, of interstellar winds, and of each particle of dust in the drifting nebulae, your name is written in the stitches of stars, in the slow unravelling of the Milky Way. You do not come down to us. Or if you do, you come not in our own likeness, but in the form of the cold morning mist, settling like fine sweat on my face and hands when I open the sliding door and step out onto the balcony. You are the sound of the traffic that has somewhere to get to, heading south along I-95, traffic that mixes with the sound of surf a long way off. I have nowhere to get to. I count the slow pulse of the red warning light on a radio tower, 30 beats to each minute, hesitatingly steady, fading as the day comes. Along Magnolia Street, the days are deciduous. They keep falling, dead leaves, the wind blows down the street and scatters or heaps into windrows, which I walk through kicking the leaves so they crackle and spark under my shoes. I breathe in their dark, invisible smoke, 32 years. I remember so little, a few faces flickering past in a tunnel, going the opposite way, to whom I keep waving. Last stop, Magnolia Street, the conductor calls, and I get off, a child still clutching the hem of father's coat. He has to stop and wait at each landing of the long stairs that lead out of the black mouth of the subway into the sudden sunlight. As we walk home together, I take 2 giant steps to his one. Careful not to walk on the sidewalk's cracks, I count the blocks, wanting the street never to dead end, but go on forever, past all signs I can't read, but which Dad spells out for me. Bob's auto body, and the Atlas Universal Tool and Dye Works. Past the litter blown against chain-link fences, past the graffiti of dogwood blossoms that spring scrawls against the grime of a brick wall. Today's dead leaves spiral down into puddles which, with the scum of oil slick, become kaleidoscopes. Wind soothes the pavement with rain and whispers through the half-bare branches that the past is always under my feet, that it is never lost. How if only I swoop down and listen closely, my father will speak through an oracle of water gurgling in the gutter and tell me how to walk straight down these darkening streets, paved with rain and wet leaves. Poems by Donald Platt today. I'm Jenny Kander, and this is The Poet's Weave.